For the week of April 17th, 2011, this is Showbiz Sandbox, episode 99B, the special excuse episode. I'm Jay Sperling Reich in Mazatlan, Mexico.
You hope. And in New York, waiting to record the show, I'm Michael Giltz.
You'll be waiting a long time.
That's right, because you are about to head to Mazatlan, Mexico, despite the travel warnings. So tell people what's happening.
So I'm traveling. I'm going to Coachella, and then I'm going to, unexpectedly, to Mexico. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to record on Monday or Tuesday of next week, but we didn't want to leave all of our listeners hanging for the second time in less than a month, skipping an entire week. So we wanted to record a little, I don't know, excuse, really.
Right. We'll let people know that the show's not happening. So those of you who care, and we appreciate anyone who does, that you won't be checking back again and again to find out where the heck is the new episode. Because sometimes it takes us till, you know, Wednesday or even Thursday to get a show that's up and then processed through iTunes and available to the world.
Right. And when that happens, actually, it's usually during a week where both Michael and I are traveling or at a conference or at a film festival. And
we're trying to make money.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. So there will not be a new episode on April 17th, but we will have our special 100th episode on April 24th.
Yes, actually. We're very much looking forward to that because we hope to have a couple of special guests. I don't know if Michael wants to fill you in on that or whether it's supposed to be a secret. But
well, there's only one guest that matters. We've invited Karen Woodward, our beloved co-host, to come back to the show for our special 100th episode. She promises to make it, and hopefully it'll happen and we'll have her on.
Yes. So if you remember Karen from episodes 1 through...
90?
Yeah, I can't remember. Episodes 1 through the end of December of last year, then you will find episode 100 to be a lot of fun.
That's right. So this means I don't get to look at the weekend box office. I don't get to predict that Scream will do better than the critics, not the critics, better than the prognosticators say. They say mid-20s. I bet Scream opens at 30 million. I bet it gets beaten by Rio, which is the number one film in the world, and is about to become the number one film in the U.S. They're saying about 30 million. I think it's going to be 40 million or more. This movie looks like a big hit to me.
Well, I got an email today from Fandango saying that the Hungry Birds? Is it Hungry Birds? Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Yeah, the Rio version of Angry Birds, the downloads have gone off the charts for that.
Oh, yes. They had a special, as we mentioned in a previous show, a special edition of Angry Birds linked into the movie Rio. That's interesting that it worked like that. So we won't be able to talk about that, and we'll maybe be covering it 2 weeks down the road. I wanted to talk about ABC dumping the two soaps, All My Children and One Life to Live. That is unbelievable huge news, but not if you're a fan of the show, because we've been telling you for a year or two now that daytime soaps are on the way out. There will be down to one network or none in just a few years, and that's clearly happening.
I'm sorry, what are soap operas?
Yeah, no, they're gone. I think basic cable or somebody online is going to have to pick up the ball, because they can be done cheaply and inexpensively. I think there is an audience for it. And daytime soaps are just disappearing from network television.
Well, they worked really, really great in the 1950s when you had housewives staying at home with the television set on all day as they were folding laundry. And
dude, you're at home all the day long, too. You want to know what Susan Lucci is doing.
Yes, and I can turn on CNN for that.
That's right. So those are gone. We had news about Oprah Winfrey and The Hobbit and Huffington Post, which is facing a potential lawsuit from bloggers, which is one step closer to reality. But we'll find out what the big news in 10 days. We'll have our special 100th episode. We're hoping Karen Woodward will be able to join us and clear her heavy schedule. She's an important woman. And we'll all be back to you in about 10 days. And we apologize for two missed episodes almost in a row like that. But we hope you be patient, and we look forward to talking to you soon. And then we'll be on the road to London and Cannes, and that'll be a lot of fun, too.
You know, we just spent 6 minutes basically providing an excuse for why we're not recording a podcast.
That's right. And you're in Mazatlan, Mexico, which has travel warnings. So God help you. I hope you'll be back.
So do I. But until then, play nice.